We're learning Siman Tzadi, Sif Yud Tes, Ruch of Gimel. The Machaber says in Sif Yud Tes, Yikva Mokum L'Tfilosai. A person should make a set place for when he davens. Shal Yishaneyum L'Tzarech. And he shouldn't change that unless he has a need to change the place. Vein Dai B'Mashi Yikvulei Beis HaKnesses L'Spadol. And it's not enough to merely be kaveya a specific shul that you daven in. Elegambe beisa knesses she kavua ba so she yele mokum kavua. The mokum kavua has to be a set base medrash, set beisa knesses, and within that beisa knesses, a set place in that beisa knesses to daven. Mishaburus of cotton nun tes yikva mokum she came atzina ba avram avinu she kava mokum utfilasu. We find by avram avinu that he was kaveya mokum utfilasu. Mishabura says further that even when one davens in his house, he should have a set makum kavua so that people in the house shouldn't bother him. Mishabura says further, Sifkat and Samach, that makum kavua is anywhere within the Dalai Lama's is all considered the makum kavua. Sifchav. Yikanis shir shnei psachim lachach yispalu. When a person enters into shul, so he should enter a shir of two openings and then he should daven. Now we're going to see different pirushim what that means. Yesh mefarshim shir shnei psachim, dahainu ches tfachim. What it means is ches tfachim. Yikanis lifnim. He should enter in at least eight tfachim. Shal yeshev eitzel ha-pesach. He shouldn't sit next to the doorway. Shenirikim masu yeshivas pesach knesses, because it looks like it's a burden to him. He can't wait to get out. Ulefiza, according to that, so according to that pshat, if that's where his makom kavua is, it's not a problem. Yesh mefarshim, some say shatam b'nei shemabed luchutz. He's looking. He's going to be looking outside. V'niyachal lechaven, and he'll take away his kavon. Ulefiza mina pasuach l'rishus harabim. If there's nothing going on outside, he's not. It doesn't open out to rishus harabim. Ein b'kach klum. There will be no problem with sitting there again. V'yesh mefarshim, a third pshat, shlo yimayer l'spalol miyad kishin nechnas. That the point is, you shouldn't start davening immediately as soon as you enter shul. Eli yishas shir shnei psachim, but rather you should delay the sheer the amount of time it would take to enter into to Shnei Psachim, and mainly you won't be davening immediately, you'll be delaying, and you'll have time to be mechaven. V'nachan lochosh l'chol pirushim, so it's best to take into account all the pirushim. Mishabus of Katan Samach Aruf tells us that that there's a chiyuv to have the bach brings down, that there should be an azara in front of the Beis HaKnesses, just like there's a ulam in front of the heichal. And that's the way he explains the idea of shir shnei psachim. And the Magen Avraham writes that that's taka the minig, and therefore a person should not daven in azara, but he should daven actually in the Beis HaKnesses. The point of waiting this time is that he should be yashiv daite mispal kavana. Mishnah Berurah says further over here that Beis HaKnesses, the Pesach of Beis HaKnesses, is a makom where it would make sense to be, there would be chiyuv mechabed someone who is a gadol and greater than him to enter first. That's not always the case, but over here it's considered a makom which is royal mezuzah, and therefore one would be mechabed someone else who is greater than him to enter first. Sifcha Valov, Tzar Shalei Hei Davar Chaitzeitz Beinayu Veinakir. It may not be anything which separates between him and the wall. Now, if it's something which is set, like an aron or a teva, a big box, so einam chaitzin, it's not chaitzitz. Now, the only thing that would be a mechitza that would block would be something which is yutfachim tall and fortfachim wide. Avodavar katan lechashiv hefsik, if it's small, and that it would not be considered a hefsik. V'chein balechayim ein chaitzim afilu adam ein chaitzis, balechayim adam also are not chaitzis between the person and the wall. The Ramah says, "V'liner the balechayim chaitzitzin, that a balechay would be a chaitzitza, v'adam ein chaitzis, that a person would not be." V'chein nero sfaras apayskim, and that seems to be from the paiskim. The efshet denofal tayis b'sfarim, it appears that some type of tayis over here in the sfarim. Mishabur tells us that katan samach gimel shle yidaver chaitzitz. We learn that from Chizkiyahu, which says he turned his face to the wall and he davened. However, it tells us Mishabur it's einzel el mitzvah min amufcher. And there's no iser when you have no other choice. He says, if you're davening many people in one room, and each person cannot stand without a chatzitza to the wall, so then that's not a reason to have to go to the other room. However, in such a situation, a person should close his eyes or daven within the siddur, so in order that he shouldn't come through a pitul kavana, through something which is in front of him. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, Bein Ayin Ubein Akira, further, Sifchat and Samach Dalid, that even if you're far away from the wall, you should also be careful there should be nothing between you and the wall. The Prima Gadim says that it's possible that if something is outside his Dalad Amis, it's not a problem, and that's the way the Magen Gibarim also paskins. The Mishnah Berurah Sifchat and Samach Vav, we Davar Gadol, we said it's Chatzitza, brings down from the Taz that anything that's a Tzarech of Tefillah, which is even if it's very great, it's not a hefsik. So he says, a shulchan, you put a siddur, a shtender, that's not going to be a hefsik. And he brings down the other achrayim also, right, like this. Sif chav beis. V'yesh yesh misha aymer, and some say, sheyesh lizar milus pala chari shum adam, that a person, we shouldn't daven in back of any other person. V'tayv lachlish l'dvarav, and that's something that a person should be makpid on. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Samach Tes, Kasav v'sef v'mayim Mordechai, l'chur yesh l'dak l'gzeh, and the actually zarbazah, this is something which we have to understand, because it's really impossible to be makpid on this, because when you have everyone standing in shul, k'neged akaiso, that you should have everyone standing without hafsaka of any adam standing in the way. It's not an isser, it's a zihir's ba'alma, which would try to be makpit. But of course, in a situation where it's not shaykh in any other way, it's mutl hachil to daven in back of a person. However, a person has a choice, you should try to have a makam kavua keneged the kaisel. Sifchav gimel, habagadam hamatsuyarim. Even though it's not protruding, there's pictures on these tapestries, but even if they're not protruding, it's not proper to daven opposite them. If it happens to be that you're opposite one, you should close your eyes. You shouldn't make any pictures in Sfarim, in Sidur, that people daven in, so it shouldn't take away their kavana. Aval begadim shem tziyurim leiv divrei tiflis, something which is a davar aser, which is on the begadim, afil leishav aleim bebasic nesses aser, even to sit on the basic nesses is aser. On there, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's because leisav yisrael will be secha, and he says that of course it will be aser even to bring it into your house. Also, lav dafka basic nesses. The Mishnah Berurah tells us also that in Sifkot and Ayin Aleph, Osel Spal Keneged Amara, Shin Davin Absin Amir, the Mechsi Kemishtachel Bevor Shalay, looks like he's bowing down to his image. Vahainu Af Beinayim Stumais, that's even if your eyes are closed. The Psuchas Belafachi Osir Mishon Bito Kavanah, because if the eyes are open, so it would be Osir anyway, because it's going to take away his Kavanah.